Hey, greetings, everyone. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4, 24 Radio. Hope you're having a great day today. Want to bring you a teaching topic to edify you, encourage you in the Word of God, warn you about those things that oppose the Word of God. Today's topic, ditch of destruction or sound doctrine. Ditch of destruction or sound doctrine. I want to discuss this topic. I often share it with people when I'm out street preaching. I often call it ditch theology. It's not a good thing. You do not want to be in a ditch. Let's talk about this. First, a verse from our Lord and Savior, Matthew 7:14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that lead unto life, and few there be that find it. So Jesus is teaching us that the path to eternal life is narrow and straight, and few find it. We know that it's all over Scripture. Now, the reason few find it, well, most often people are following man, they're following their flesh versus the Word of God. Sin has corrupted man. They refuse sound doctrine to be fleshly, man-centered, man-pleasing. Doctrine, sound doctrine, is the Lord's instruction. Doctrine means instructions on how we follow Him, please Him, serve Him, obey His Word, to follow Him to eternal life. Amen? So imagine this, will you? You're on a road that is narrow and straight. Then, as often is the case, on each side of the road, what is there? Especially out in the country, there's a ditch, right? So if you drive a car, the goal, remember, we all learn to drive a car, is to stay on the road and stay out of the ditches on the side. This takes attention, focus, discernment, judgment to keep us on the narrow road. Now, spiritually, it's the same concept. Many want a easy ticket to heaven, but it takes attention, judgment, endurance, focus on this truth path and on the Lord via the gospel to follow Him to eternal life. The gospel being Christ's shed blood, death, burial, resurrection for the forgiveness of sin, repentance to strive after Him and believe on Him and come out of the world, come out of man-made ways, be born again by the Spirit of God, which leads to the fruit of holiness and obedience. Jesus said you'll produce much fruit, and then you must endure in the faith. That's the gospel. That's how you stay on the narrow road. So what I want to offer up to you today is that most all people, myself included, were born in a ditch. A ditch of error, sin, false man-made religion, whatever the case. This would be because that we are born into Satan's kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4. He's the god of this world. And a ditch, often it's man-made religion, like Catholic or evangelical or many more ditches, leads millions and billions of people astray, as well as the flesh, the culture. Now, Jesus said few will be able to find their way onto the narrow road. Now, one of the reasons we don't have to worry about traffic jams on this narrow road, Jesus said few are going to find it. If you find many that are with you, you're in a ditch, you're in trouble. Luke 16:15 tells us, God abhors that which the world esteems. Man-made religion, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, worldliness, mixing the things of God with the profane, any denomination that's popular and growing. This is not of God. Few are going to find the narrow path. Jesus is not a liar. So I offer up to you that there's only three options possible when you find yourself in a ditch. Number one, you stay there in your flesh and in your false ways, in your sin. Spiritually, you will perish. You will die the second death and the judgment. Romans 8:6. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We must walk in the Spirit of God to find life. We must be born again by the gospel to be of the Spirit. Number two, you can pull yourself out of that ditch, and most people are not cautious in doing so, not discerning. They only cross over the narrow road of truth, and they find themselves thinking it's a better ditch. Often it's a worse ditch on the other side of the road, and they still will perish in sin and error. We must worship God in spirit and truth. Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, not after Christ. That's what ditches are about. They take you away from Christ. Or number three, you can get to the middle of the narrow road through repentance in the gospel I just preached to you. And then you must endure, stay on it, walk on it, strive on it, producing fruit on it to eternal life. So those are your three choices. 1 Corinthians 15:1-2. Moreover, brethren, I declared unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you've also received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. That's your three choices when it comes to ditches. The narrow path of eternal life and living out the kingdom of God is what we are called to do till he comes if we claim his name. There is no other option. Now let me give you some examples that I've seen in my life and ministry. Let me start with myself. I was in the world, in the ditch of the world, the carnal, unbelieving world. I wasn't raised a Christian. And I found my way out of that ditch, came across the road of truth through the Bible, went into the ditch of evangelicalism many years ago before I was born again. I was discerning enough, for some reason, to see through all their hypocrisy, sin, lies, bad doctrine. But I once again went back across the road of truth through the Bible, and I went into the ditch of seeking materialism, fleshly pleasure. I was angry at religion, saw the hypocrisy, loved my sin. I went back in the world. I went ditch to ditch to ditch. But later I repented, found my way back to the middle of the road in Christ, focused on him, been striving on that for 14 years. Glory to God, he did a work in me. I could not have done it on my own. Without him, we can do nothing, he tells us. So that's my story. I've also seen many people born into the ditch, say of the Baptist faith, and they start to question things like Christmas, Easter, the gospel, their worldliness, whatever. They cross over the road of truth because they know about the Bible. They know about the word. But they go into another ditch of Jehovah's Witness or Mormons or some other Hebrew root cult. Hebrew root cult. That's another form of ditch jumping. I've also seen many people leave the ditch of churchianity, the denominational system. They repent of that, they get that right, and they cross the narrow road of truth, and they end up in another ditch, false home fellowship. They're lukewarm, they're compromised, they're not in sound doctrine, they're carnal. It's still a ditch that they're going to die in because they're not walking in spirit and truth. Let me give you a famous ditch dweller story. The heretic Martin Luther of the false Reformation, he was once a Roman Catholic monk who started to question if that man-made system, because it's totally based on works, could save his soul. He went into the Bible, the Word of God. He crossed right over the narrow road of truth, the Word of God. And he went into the other ditch of faith alone, easy believism that millions follow today called evangelicalism. Luther did a dreadful, dreadful, dire thing when trying to stay on the narrow road. Trying to find truth, he overcorrected. He went from works-based to easy believism, leaving the gospel of faith that produces works and endurance. Let me illustrate this for you. Imagine you're out driving in a car, you're going 60 miles an hour, the speed limit, and a deer runs out in front of you. Now, statistics show most people overreact, overcorrect, oversteer, they go too hard to the left, they go too hard to the right, they swerve, they lose control, they crash, roll over, hit a tree, injured or killed they are, and the deer trots off unharmed. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, wisdom says you should simply slow down, cover your brake, and if possible, you may be able to do a small steering maneuver to miss the deer, but be fully prepared to hit the deer, stay in control of the car on the narrow road, not in the ditches. Yep, you're going to damage your car, but You're not going to go into a ditch. You're not going to roll over. You're not going to hit a tree. You're not going to hurt yourself. You're not going to hurt others around you. Overcorrection. Very, very sinful in the spiritual world. So that's what people often do spiritually. They see they're in a Bible rut, Bible error. They're in false ways. Then they rush to overcorrect. They oversteer. And they end up in another ditch. Often it's worse than the one they were in. You know, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, he talked of ditches as well. Matthew 15:14. Let them alone. They be the blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both fall in the ditch. Luke 6:39. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? So in this case, the ditches that we're talking about here, ditches of destruction or sound doctrine, the ditches represent a place void of the truth of God. The truth resides where? On the narrow road, which is Jesus Christ, our only path to salvation. So what's the moral of this teaching? Well, on each side of the narrow road in the spiritual life, there's ditches of destruction. And it is natural for fallen man to always be in a ditch. It's far easier to always end up in a ditch, as the straight way is hard, takes flesh killing, it takes endurance, it takes steadfastness. Most people will always find themselves in a ditch lacking all truth. John 16 tells us the Spirit can give us all truth. Now, why do people always end up in ditches? Well, again, we're all born to start in a ditch. It's what people know. It's what they're comfortable with. It soothes their sinful flesh. Satan's world and this culture is made up of many ditches. It's made for ditches. And it often makes ditches look like the narrow road and the truth. Very deceptive is this Satan's culture and world. How about this one? Ditch dwelling is easy. It's flesh-pleasing. It's popular. You don't have to strive and come out of the world and kill your flesh. It's a lazy man's way. And then there are many people in the ditches to keep you company. People don't like to walk alone. They're sheep. They like to flock together, right? The wrong kind of sheep. But the narrow road has very few on it. And yes, it can be a lonely, lonely journey. Ask Noah, ask Job, even ask Jesus and Paul at times. It can be a lonely, lonely road. Now remember what Jesus said in Matthew 7. Few will find it, right? He also said this, Luke 13:24. But strive to enter into the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. It takes striving to enter and stay on the narrow road, not just easy believing, faith alone, grace alone. So the truth is, when we consider this, God's people born of him do not stay, live, or dwell in ditches. They repent to new life via the gospel, then cautiously walk in the narrow road of life. We, Sister Debbie and I, can testify to this, that God is able to keep you out of all ditches. Over the years, we had many, many chances to join others, lots of people, in many different ditches all around us, calling us, come and join us in our ditch. But we were Bereans. We always cautiously looked into their ditch from the narrow road. We tested it to God's word. And then we warned them about their bad, destructive ditch theology. Then we kept going and went on our way. So ditches can always be avoided via the biblical gospel and then good, sound doctrine from God's word. John 7:16. Jesus answered and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. So we're seeking after the Father's doctrine, right? And Apostle Paul says this in Romans 6:16-18. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, there's your ditch, or of obedience unto righteousness, there's your narrow road. But God be thanked that ye were servants of sin, But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. That's what we do on the narrow road. We serve Christ. We serve the Spirit. We serve righteousness. The ditches serve the flesh, serve bad doctrine, serve man, serve the crowds, serve the culture. That's not going to get you down that narrow road that leads to eternal life. So with all that said, can I just ask you today, are you comfortable in your ditch that's leading to your destruction with lots of people around you and lots of people who believe like you do? Or are you on the narrow road, striving through hardship, trials, persecution, walking in sound doctrine to the saving of your soul? 1 Timothy 4:16, Paul says this, "Take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee." Good doctrine, not ditches, is my admonition for you today. Test yourself. Don't be like the millions of ditch dwellers all around in denominations, the cults, the culture, the lost world, atheism, the Muslims, whatever. Be on that narrow road of truth where few are walking. We're walking. We're striving on it. Come join us. Let us know how we can help you. Thanks for listening. Let me know how I can help you get out of your ditch and into the sound doctrine and onto the narrow path of eternal life. Go to don'tperish.com. As always, go to the teaching blog. Articles, audios, videos, sisters blogs. We're striving on the narrow road. We left our ditch a long time ago. Let us reach out, help you, pull you out of your evangelical ditch, your atheist ditch, your Roman Catholic ditch, your Muslim Lutheran ditch, Baptist ditch, Hebrew roots ditch, your Christmas and Easter pagan holiday ditch, your pride and vanity, your worldliness ditch. I could go on and on. Let us know how we can help you walk in holiness on this narrow path to eternal life. Our Savior is so worth the journey. Hey, till next time, we love you all. Have a glorious day striving on that narrow road. And may God be praised.